This is 89.1 KMUW. This week in On Words, KMUW commentator Leah Levy looks at a word that is necessary for anything that has rules.
The word regulation takes on different meanings depending on where you stand. Libertarians often bemoan it. Environmentalists are likely on board. They both can agree that regulation in sports is not only okay, but probably necessary. Those who play assent to regulations that govern sizes and weights of bats and balls, lengths and widths and layouts of courts and fields, and all manner of minutiae only the refs and the hardcore fans ever bother to know. So humans are not averse to regulation itself, just the set of situations under which we are subject to it. But the last thing we want is a regulation that is, quote, stuffed down our throats. Regulation can be neutral, too. Few but the most die-hard horologists would have strong feelings about regulators in watches and clocks, and I would imagine just about all of them would agree on the device's necessity. The most extreme negative reactions to the word regulation, therefore, hit on our basic notions of liberty, which we believe should not be curtailed. And our most positive reactions tend to be associative, the rules that make the game fair, the industry clean. And our neutral reactions tend toward the practical. Regulations are the standards necessary for functionality. Regulation, then, is an object lesson in how a word that is not about emotions inspires emotional reactions. For KMUW, I'm Leah Levy.